Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorsher. Maseches Nida is dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yaakov Deckelbaum, Le'ilai Nishmas, Rabbi Eliyahu ben Harav Nota Getzel, Rochel Leah Bas Rav Yitzchak, and Chai Gittel Bas Mordechai.
Avoisai, the December 15th Shas Illuminated Siyam HaShas in Lake Terrace Hall is right around the corner. This is the last call to register for this special evening of Kavod HaTorah and Simchas HaTorah. We will have the schus to hear Divrei Chizik from Harav HaGoyin Rav Yerucham Olshin, as well as from Harav Moshe Brown, Harav Eitan Feiner, and Harav Aaron Sorsher, our guest of honor. You don't want to pass up on this one-time opportunity to meet the Magid Shir who will be flying in from around the world. 6:30 will be the reception to greet the Magid Shir, followed by the Seuda Siyam at 7:30. To make and secure your reservations for this magnificent evening, please visit shasilluminated.org/Siyam or call 203-312-SHAS. That is 203-312-7427. We are looking forward to greeting you personally.
We're learning Masech this Nida Daf Ayin Beis. We're starting from the Mishnah on the bottom of Daf Ayin Aleph Amid Beis. It's the sugya of Pischei Nida and Ziva. The shaila is, when is a Isha Nida and when is she a Zava? We had Barichos before it, but a sixth Berak and Daf Samach Dalad. And here's another sugya on the same Inyan. This sugya is not Nigei Halacha Lameisa by itself, because La Halacha we go with the Chumra of Rabbi Zeira, that every single Tibbetz Dam we consider to be Ziva, we consider to have a din of Zayin Nekiyim. So Negeya, before the Chum River of Zera, the din Deraisa, and even, like we'll see, the dinim Derabanan that were there before the Chum River of Zera, had to work out the dinim of Nida and Zava. So before we start the Mishnah, I just want to chazer over briefly the Iker dinim, the Iker, you say this, of when a Isha is a Nida, when is she a Zava, and how it works. When a Isha has her first Riyas Dam, she becomes a Nida for 7 days. Those 7 days are not Shiva Nikiyim. There's no din that those 7 days have to be Naki from Dam. Adarama, she can have Dam the entire time, the entire 7 days, but as long as the Dam stops by the end of the seventh day, she's Tevel at night, and she becomes Tar. That's the din of a Nida. And she asks the dafka be tevel by night. If she's tevel before night, then she's not tar, because she's tevel while she's still in the tumah. The 7 days is all in the tumah. She can't be tevel yet. But once she finished the 7 days, so now she no longer is in the tumah. She's still tame because she's not going to become tar without a tefillah, but then she could be tevel. That's the din of the nida. Now, when she has this riyas nida, so those 7 days are called yimei nida. The next 11 days, the 11 days after a Riyas Nida, after the 7 days of a Nidus, the next 11 days are called the Yimei Ziva. Now we'll see at the end of the Sugya, Salach HaMeshi Misinai, where the Gemara brings Psukim, like we'll see, that's really in the next Daf. But those days are the Yimei Ziva, and the din with the Yimei Ziva is that if she has a Riyah for 1 day during the Yimei Ziva, so then it comes at a Kula. It's more Kuladik because she's in the Yimei Ziva, because she's not tummy for 7 days. 7 days is only when she sees in the Yimei Nida. But when she sees in the Yimei Ziva, so then she sees for 1 day, she's tummy that day, and the next day she's a Shemeris Yem Keneged Yem. She has to do a sphere of Yem Echad. Now really, she could already become tar during the next day, because we say by sphere, Mixes Yem Gekula, just like we learned earlier in this parak, by the Shiva Nikim, she really could become tar on the seventh day. She doesn't have to wait for the night, because you say Mixes Yem Kekulai. But that's what our mission is going to discuss. But that would only be if she doesn't subsequently have a Riyah. If she has a Riyah afterwards, so then that Riyah Seisalim Afreya, if she has a Riyah today, that Riyah Seisalim Afreya, she won't know that she's Tar till the end of the day without a Riyah. Now, if she sees for 2 consecutive days, so then again she's a Shemer Yem Keneged Yem, and again, she's tameh the 2 days that she saw, plus the next day, she has a din shmir. Again, if she's tevel during the next day, she could become tar, providing she doesn't have a riyah till the end of the day. If she has a riyah for 3 consecutive days, and by zavi you need 3 consecutive days, not 3 riyahs, but if she has a riyah for 3 consecutive days, she becomes a zavah gedayla, she needs shiva nekiyim. Shiva Nikian is, besides for those 3 days, another 7 days, and those 7 days have to be Naki Lagarmi, and like we spoke in previous Shurim, she needs a Sphira, she has to actually count the Shiva Nikian, not actually count them, but be machzik them b'tahara, she needs b'dikas during the Shiva Nikian, that's the din of Shiva Nikian. And again, the 7th day, she already could become Tara, because it mixes her M'kakulai, providing that she doesn't have a Riyah till the end of the day. Now, according to Rav Yishenim, after the 11 days, starts again the Yemei Nida. That's according to everyone. But according to Rav Yishenim, the Yemei Nida means the days that she's potentially a Nida. It's not going to be 7 days of Yemei Nida, unless she has a Riyah. If she has a Riyah, the next time she has a Riyah after the 11 days of Yemei Ziva, then she'll be in Nida for 7 days. And then, and only then, will she then again have the next 11 days of Yemei Ziva. So, while we'll call the days after the 11 days of Yemei Ziva Yemei Nida, it means potentially Yemei Nida. She's not actually Nida, she's actually Tar. But it means any Riyah she'll have will be called a Riyas Nida. And when she does have a Riyah, then again she'll be in Nida for 7 days. And after those 7 days, she'll have again the 11 days of Yemei Ziva. The Rambam is mashma that the 7-11 cycle will continue by itself. When she has the first Riyah, she's at Nida for 7 days. Then there's 11 days of Yemei Ziva. After that, the next 7 days of Yemei Ziva and the next 11 days, even if she didn't have a Riyah, will be called Yemei Ziva. It will be pretty complicated to figure out the Yemei Ziva. But the Kama Sugya Sagamara, which is Muchach Klor, not like the Rambam, the Rishonim already asked the Kasha. It's not Mamash Sugya, but Derech Klal, we're going to go with the Rishonim that she doesn't have the actual, she certainly doesn't become a Nida till she has a Riyah, but the Yemei Ziva, the 11 days of Yemei Ziva won't come back until she actually has a Riyah, has 7 days where she's Tamei as a Nida, then she'll get back the 11 days of the Yemei Ziva, which will have both the Kula, that a Riyah for 1 day or 2 days would only make her a Shemei Hashem Keneged Yom, and a Riyah of 3 consecutive days will make her a Zava Gadela, and she would need Shiva Nikiyam. And this is all not Mavur right here in our Sugya, a little bit's Mavur at the end, but this is all the Ikur Dinim of Nida and Zava. What that Mishnah is discussing is, what's the din if she had a Riyah on the 11th day of the Yemei Ziva? If she had a Riyah on any day from 1 till 9 of the Yemei Ziva, then we know the din is clear. She's a Shemer Shem Keneged Yom. She needs a Shmira. She needs to have to count a day that's Naki. And like we said, the Ikar Adin is, if she's Tevel that day, she really is Tar, providing she doesn't have a Riyah. We don't know if she's Tar. If she won't have a Riyah till the end of the day, then Lamafrei, she's Tar from the time she was Tevel. But if she does have a Riyah, then Lamafrei, she's Tummy. But the question is, what about day 11? So there, the Mishnah starts over the Machlokes, Beishamai and Beisilel. Beishamai says that if she has a Riyah on day 11, Mishnah says, Haraya Yom Acharaser, V'tavla La'erev. Let's say she was Tevel at night. U'mishameshes, and then she was Mishamish. So Beishamai Ayme Metame Mishke V'moshe V'chayavim B'karbin. Beishamai says that she's a full-fledged Nida. The Tevilah didn't work at all. And both her and her husband and her Baal is Metame Mishkev Umeshev. She's a Nida, and he's a Baal Nida. And they're both Chayev a Karban. They're both Chayev a Chatas, if it was B'Shegig, because she's completely a Nida. Why does B'Shamay hold that way? Because B'Shamay holds that even on day 11, she needs to be a Shemer Shem Keneged Yom. You need a Din Shemira. And whenever she needs to be a Shemer Shem Keneged Yom, the tefillah by night is worthless. Because the halacha is that sphira has to be by day. So since Beishamai holds that even on day 11, she's a Shemer Hashem Keneged Yom, so kum dais, until the next morning, she cannot become tar, no matter what, she can't become tar at all. Because there is no sphira, and if there is no sphira, she's still tamei. So she's a complete nida. And if she's mishameshes, so both her and her husband are Matame Mishka V'Moshev and the Chayev Karban. So you see from this Mishnah also, a Yesaid, that Sphira has to be by night. It's really Bamisun and Mefurashi Gemara and Megillah. The Mishnah Megillah Daf Chaf says that a Shemeris Yom Keneged Yom Mitzvah Shetanei Tzachama. A Shemeris Yom Keneged Yom can't be Tevil till the next morning, till Neitzachama, and B'diyevin after Olei Seshacher. And the Gemara explains why. Because since she needs Sfira, she needs Shemer, she's a Shemeris Yom Keneged Yom, so why can't you do the Shemeris Yom Keneged Yom at night? We say Mixes Yom Kekulei. The day starts from the night. So why can't she start do the Shemeris Yom Keneged Yom at night? So the Gemara says, since you need Sfira, Sfira be a mamahi. Sfira has to be by day. And that's the site here according to Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai holds that even on day 11, she's a Shemeris Yom Keneged Yom. So she's a Shemeris Yom Keneged Yom, so you need Sfira. And Sfira has to be by day. The Gemara never explains fully why the Sfira has to be by day. So the Chassam Sofer, if not, he discusses it because the fact that it says, V'safvala shivas yamim. So when you say yam v'leilelis, sometimes you say yam v'leilelis, but b'sukkas teishu shivas yamim, we don't say yamim v'leilelis. He discusses it. But al-Kapanim, that's what it says in the Gemara, that Sfira has to be by day. And that really has an afkamina halacha l'maisa as well. Like when a Isha counts Shiva Nikim, and like we said, really when she's Tevil Dei Shvi, that works, providing she doesn't have a Riyah the rest of the day. Now we learned earlier that it's Asif for her to be Tevil on the seventh day. It's Asif for her to be Tevil because maybe she'll be Meshamish. And if she'll be Meshamish, maybe she'll still have a Riyah. And she'll have a Riyah, it will be Seisir L'mafreya and Kumtais. She is Meshamish B'Isser, so really, she's not going to be Meshamish until the night. And we spoke about it before, we'll try to speak about it again at the end of the shir, is that a Din D'Raisa or the Rabbanan? Is that a Din D'Raisa? That's a Suffolk, if she's Tar or not. So Mela Mid'Raisa, she has to be Cheshish for another Riyah, and she can't be Meshamish until the night. Or is that a Din D'Rabbanan? But either way, the Issa to be Tevil is certainly only an Issa Derabanan, even if there's an Issa Deraisa to be Meshamish, but Mideraisa she could be Tevil, and then wait. If she doesn't have a Riya, then Lemafreya, she was Tevil from the Tevilin, it's good. But Derabanan said no, because once she's Tevil, she might be Meshamish, and then she might have a Riya afterwards, and Lemafreya, it will come out that there was a Bias Nida. But Pashtus, bid the Evid, the Tevilah would work, even though you're not allowed to be Tevil. But b'di'evid, the tefillah would work. But that's only if the tefillah was by day. But if the tefillah was by night, on the night of the seventh day, so that even b'di'evid won't work, just like you see in this Mishnah, according to Beis Shammai, that says that yayim aleph nit shimur. So, a tefillah by night wouldn't work at all, and that's l'chayr what you see in the Mishnah in Megillah Daf Chaf, that a shemeris yayim k'neged yayim, should be tevil after nates and b'di'evit after alois, but at night it won't work at all. So the tefillah of the night of the seventh is not called a shemer at all. Sfira has to be b'yamama, and the mele won't work. And who had din another halacha, another thing, halacha l'maisa, which comes after this din, that sfira is b'yamama, is a din that the bedikas have to be by day. We spoke in previous shurim, the Mishnah earlier in the Gemara, the sugya, that says it has to be bedikas, is a shayla, halacha l'maisa, according to Rabbi Eliezer, if you need bedikas both on day 1 and day 7, or you need just one bedika during the 7 days. But either way, what if you did the bedikas that you're supposed to do at night? L'chayr in the sugi state, it doesn't work, because the bedikas upon it is svira shiva nikim, and like the Gemara says, svira has to be b'yamama, has to be by day. I'll call upon him. That's the Shita of Beis Shammai, that during the 11 days of Yemei Ziva, even day 11, there's a din that you need Shemer Shem Keneged Yom, you need Sfira, Nafkemina, if she's Tevil by night, it doesn't work Midaraisa. She and her husband is Matame Mishku V'meshav and the Chai of a Carbon. Now, Beis Hillel says, Pturim in a Carbon. He's not arguing on the Matame Mishku V'meshav, but he says that patim in a carbon. And Rashi explains, because Beis Hillel says that you don't need shima midaraisa when she sees dayat aleph. But still, the Rabbanan said that the tefillah at night is no good. Gzeira yayim in aleph atu teichin aleph. But it's a din der Rabbanan, and the male in a patim in a carbon. But it's mavur that it's a chamedik a din der Rabbanan, like we'll see, because even the gabit tumas mishkev v'meishav der Rabbanan were machmir. But legade carbon, the rabbanon didn't want you to bring chulin ba'azar, and therefore, they brought them in a carbon. Now, the Mishnah talks about yomer aleph, and the Gemara, and Amud Beis, that Fayim Beis Amud Beis, has a machloikis Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish. What about Yom Yud? That Rabbi Yochanan says that Yom Asiri is Kiyom Chi, and Rish Lakish says that Yom Asiri is Kiyom Achad Asar. Rish Lakish says that day 10 is the same thing as day 11, and Rabbi Yochanan holds that day 10 is the same thing as day 9. That means there is a Din Shimer on day 10. And what's the Svar Samachloikis? That Rish Lakish holds like this. Rish Lakish holds that why does they still hold you don't need Shimer? It's during the 11 days of Yemei Ziva. Why shouldn't you need Shimer? There it says, like Rashi says, because you'll never be able to become a Zava Gedela. Shimer is, according to Rish Lakish, when she could become a Zava Gedela. When there's a potential of coming a Zava Gedela, and that was said the din of Shemer Shem Keneged Yom Lefi Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai says no. Even if she can't become a Zava Gedela, still a din of Shemer Shem Keneged Yom. The din of Shemer Shem Keneged Yom is independent of becoming a Zava Gedela. And Beis Hillel holds no. You can only have the din that you need Shemer Shem Keneged Yom if it's potentially to become a Zava Gedela. That's the din. When she sees one day, so the second day she has to be on high alert, maybe she'll have another Ria, because that could make her into a Zava Gedela. That's the Din Shimer. And if the second day she has another Ria, so now you gotta be on alert the third day. Maybe she'll have a third Ria. And if she does, then she becomes a Zava Gedela. But if there's no potential for her to become a Zava Gedela, because even according to Beis Shammai, if she does not become a Zava Gedela, the Yemei Ziva end. The Yemei Ziva end after 11 days. If she becomes a Zava Gedela, so then the Yemei Ziva carry on. As long as she's a Zava Gedela, she carries on until she finishes the Zayin Nikim. And she'll continue being in the Yemei Ziva if she's a Zava Gedela. But if she's not a Zava Gedela, even according to Beis Shammai, that says that you need a Shmim Shimur, but still, it's Mavur in the Gemara, here on the Fayim Beizam and Aleph, that she's no longer in the Yemei Ziva. And it can't be Mitztarif, the Ria the next day, with this Ria to make her a Zava Gedela, even according to Beis Shammai. So that's how Rish Lakish understands Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel says Shimer is only when you can become a Zava Gedela. If you see on day 11, you can't become a Zava Gedela because the Yemei Ziva end. So Mela, there is no Din Shimer. So Zak Rish Lakish, so who would Din? Day 10. Day 10 also. You don't have 3 days to become a Zava Gedela. This Ria will never bring you a day Zava Gedela. There also would not be a Din Shimer, according to Beis Hillel. But Rabbi Yochanan holds no. Rabbi Yochanan holds that a Ria on day 10, there is a Din of Shemer Shem Keneged Yom. Of course, Rabbi Yochanan holds that even if she can't become a Zava Gedela, there's still a Din Shimer. So how come, according to Rabbi Yochanan, according to Beis Hillel, if she sees on day Yud Aleph, she does not need Shimer. The Teretz says Rabbi Yochanan holds that Shimer is only Shayach in the Yemei Ziva. So if she sees on Yom Yud Aleph, Yom Yud Beis, like we said, but Kuli Alma is not the Yemei Ziva. So therefore, Beis Shammai says you can need Shimer anyway, even though the next day is not Yemei Ziva. Beis Hillel holds no. You can't need Shimer, because since the next day is not going to be Yemei Ziva, it's not Shayach to say that you need Shimer. But on Yom Yud, so there, the next day is Yom Yud Aleph. The next day is in the Yemei Ziva. The next day is in the Yemei Ziva, so it's Shayach Shimer. So there, Beis Hillel would also be masking that you need Shimer by Asiri, even though she can't become a Zava Gedela, because Beis Hillel, according to Bechan, agrees that you don't have to be a Zava Gedela to need Shimer, but you do need that the Shimer should be on a day which is the Yemei Ziva. If the Shimer is not on a day of Yemei Ziva, so then you wouldn't need Shimer altogether. That's the Machlekes Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish. So again, very simple. The Machlekes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel is, Beis Shammai holds even Yud Aleph needs Shimer, even though this is the last day of the Yemei Ziva. And either way, the next day is not going to be Yemei Ziva. The Gemara is Mavur B'chiddush according to Beis Shammai. The Gemara is Mavur according to Beis Shammai, Midaraisa. If she's Tevil at night, like the Mishnah says, is Bechlal doesn't work. She doesn't have Shimra. But let's say she does Shimra in the morning and is Tevel the next day. So there the Mishnah says, Tevel b'yayim shel achar v'shimshes deis of achach rosa, b'sham e'im metame mishke v'meshef, uptur min akarben. There the Mishnah says that Beishame says that she's potim in a carbon, even though she was achkach rasa. And Rashi again says that's midarabanan. Even though if it was during the Yemei Ziva, like the Gemara says Tavla, the Mishnah says Tavla b'yem shel achra v'shim shaveza tarbis ro magon bilos and tluyin, that if it's during the Yemei Ziva and she's shimsha, so the Magon and the Biyasin is Tulian. In other words, the Mafreya, if she has a Riyah that day, then she is Matame Mishka V'Meshav, and she's Kayava Makarbin. But if the Riyah was Yaymin Aleph, and we're talking about the next day, even though Yaymin Aleph needs Shimur, but if you have a Riyah the next day, it doesn't count. It doesn't mess up the Tvilah Mafreya, Midaraisa. And the Gemara says, why? Because it's a Riyas Nida. Even Beishame is Maskim, the Yemei Ziva are over. The Yemei Ziva are over, and therefore, any Riyah you're going to have today is not going to shter the Shimur Bechlal. But you still need Shimur. It's a Chiddush. You need Shimur, even though any Riyah you're going to have today is, by definition, not gonna shter. But you still need Shimur. Nafkamina, that you need day. Because by night, it's not going to be called the Shimur Bechlal. And Meisilolds know that you don't need Shimur by Yemir Aleph. Like we said, L'chayre, the Machlaikis, Shebeichan and Mishlokish, if Yud is included as a Machlaikis, what's the reason for Beisilol? If the reason for Beisilol is because it won't come in days of a Gedela, so who within Yud also doesn't eat Shimur because it won't come in days of a Gedolah, and that's what Rish Lakish holds. But if the reason for Beis Hillel is because the next day is not, there's no Ziva, and you can't say there's a Din Shimur when the Ri is not going to be a Ri of Ziva, so Mamela, by Yud, even though it won't come in days of a Gedolah, but the Ri will be a Ri of Ziva, and Mamela there is a Din Shimur. Now earlier, on Daphnan Dalid, there's a Machlegis Samaroam, Lefi Taisis, and the Ramban, the Rajma, Lefi Taisis and Rishainim there, the Machlegis is a Machlegis according to Rabbi Yechanan. What's the din if the Isha had a Ria on Yom Yud, so then you need Shimur for Yom Yud Aleph, even according to Beis Hillel. And the Nafkimina is that if she's Tevelis on Leil Yud Aleph, if she's Tevelis the Laila after Yud, according to Rish Lakish, Midaraisa, she's Torah. Because you don't need Shimur, but according to Be'echanan, Midaraisa, she's Tmei Gamar, she's Tmei Gamar. She's complete Nida, because she needs Shimur by Yom Yud. And who adin, if she has Shimur on Yom Yud Aleph, and then after the Tvila, she sees again, according to Be'echanan, it will be Saisulam Afreyim. But what's the din like this? What's the din if she has a Riyah on Yom Yud Lefi Rabbi Yechanan, and then also on Yom Yud Aleph? Now by the Laila after the Yom Yud Aleph, when she had a Riyah on both Yud and Yud Aleph, does she need Shimur or not? So that seems to be a Machloikis Amiran earlier on Daf Nun Dalet. Because the Gemara there was talking about an Isha that has a Riyah for two, has a Riyah for 2 days, Tameh, then she does not have a Riyah another 2 days, then she does have a Riyah for 2 days, then she does not have a Riyah for 2 days. And it goes weiter. She has a Riyah day 1 and 2, and then not on 3 and 4, then again on 5 and 6, and then again not on 7 and 8, v'chuli. So the Gemara there was Mavur, that day 19, she's not allowed to be Mishamish. So she never became a Zava Gedolah, she never had a Riyah 3 consecutive days. And she had a Riyah day 17 and 18, which is actually day 10 and day 11, because she started becoming a Nida on day 1, and then the 11 days would go from day 8 to day 19 through day 18. So 17, 18 are actually day 10 and 11. And the Braisa was Mavur that she's Asati Mishamish on day 19, and the Gemara wanted to know why. So Rav Sheshe said because of the Mishnah's din that it's a gargrun, and gargrun the Tanan Aser, and we're going to get to that soon. Rav Ashi said that even though day 11 doesn't eat shimur, but day 10 eats shimur. She saw day 17 and 18, which is day 10 and 11, so she needs shimur mitzad the fact that she saw day 10, like Rabbi Yochanan. So that would be halacha that she needs shimur be'etzim. That's why she can't be mishamish on day 19. So the Yishayim and Masbir, they're not arguing in the Machlekes Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish. It's not the pshat that Rav Ashi holds like Rabbi Yochanan on the day 10 needs shimur, and Rav Sheshes holds like Rish Lakish that day 10 also doesn't need shimur. No, they both hold like Rabbi Yochanan that day 10 needs shimur. But the shaila is day 10 needs shimur of day 11. You cannot become tar because of a ria on day 10 unless you had a shmir on day 11. But let's say you didn't have a shmir day 11. Let's say you had a ria day 11 as well. And the question is now, it's after day 11. Do you need a shmir for day 11? Rav Sheshes holds no. And l'chayr the svara is, because that much, even according to Rabbi Yochanan, Beis Hillel holds that it doesn't pass a shmira after the Yemei Ziva. Rabbi Yochanan says you can have a shmira on day 10. Yes, because day 11 is still Yemei Ziva. So you can't become tar because of the ria on day 10 until you have a shmira of day 11. But when you have a ria of day 11, you don't need a shmira now for the ria anymore because it's no longer Yemei Ziva. So now you could become tar by night. That's where Rav Sheshes holds. So there's no maila that she also saw day 10. It's the same thing as just seeing day 11. Because there is no din shmira after the din ziva. Mashenkin Rav Ashi holds that ein achinami, when she has the ria on day 11, and there is no more ziva left for make a shmira b'mei ziva, so whenever was chala din that she needs shmira. But if she had a ria on day 10, and mitzad yenu ria she needs shmira, because it's shayach shmira, day 11 is b'mei ziva. And then she happened to have a ria b'mei on day 11. So kumdei she was never yetzir the shmira. So now you don't say now she doesn't need shmira anymore. She already had a chalois chi of shmira from the ria on day 10. She can't become tar without the shmira. She'll have to be mekayim the shmira now on day 12, even though it's not from the yemei ziva. That's what would seem to be the machlekes, Rav Sheshes and Rav Ashi. They're both going according to Rabbi Yochanan that be'etzim day 10 needs shmira. But they're arguing, ein echanami day 10 needs shmira, and she can't become tar from a ria on day 10 before she had a shmira on day 11. But let's say she had a ria on day 11, so she never had a shmira on day 11. Could now she become tar without a shmira on day 12? That's what Rav Sheshes holds. And the chayr is because you can't, by definition, you can't have a chiyuv shmira according to Beis Hillel when it's not b'mei ziva. So day 10, you could have a shmira on day 11, but if she had a ria on day 11, that's it. There's no makom to be mechayev a shmira anymore. Rav Ashi holds that once there was a chiyuv shmira mitzad day 10, because from the ria of day 10, you could have a shmira. You could have a shmira on day 11, which is b'mei ziva. So if she has a ria on day 11 and she never had the kiyum of the shmira, so now already she still needs that shmira. Ein echinami, the ria of day 11 is not mechayev shmira, because the next day is not yemei ziva. But since the ria of day 10 is mechayev shmira, you need a shmira of day 11. So then if you had a ria on day 11, you still need the shmira to be kiyum, and would have to be done on the day after yemei ziva. So this is only deraisa, that according to Beis Shammai, even a ria on day 11 is shmir midaraisa. And the nafkamina is that you can't be tevil by night. That's the only deraisa to get nafkamina, that she has to be tevil the next morning. But once she's tevil the next morning, a subsequent ria wouldn't mess it up, even according to Beis Shammai, like the Gemara says, that's a ria's nida can't mess it up. According to Beis Hillel, the ria on day 11 doesn't need any shmira. She can be tevil by night. And the reason is, Tzimachalikish Yibreichan and Mishlakish. Mishlakish says even day 10 wouldn't need any shmira. The whole din shmira is only when she could become a Zavah Gedela. If she has a Riyah On day 10 and day 11, she can't become a Zavah Gedel. There's no din Shmir B'chlal. But according to Rabbi Yechanan, it's not the reason. The reason is because he can't have a Shmir if it's not the Yimei Ziva. So a Riyah of day 11 with a Shmir is not going to be Yimei Ziva. There's no din Shmir. But a Riyah of day 10, where the Shmir will be on day 11, which is Yimei Ziva, there is a din Shmir. So according to Rabbi Yechanan, she has a Riyah on day 10, mean the Raisa she can't become Torah until she does a Shmir on day 11. And if she has a Riyah on day 11, she can't become Torah the whole day 11. It messes up the Shmir. But if she has a Riyah on day 11 now, after day 11, it's a Machloikis Samaram, Midai Raisa, when she could become Torah. According to Rav Sheshes, she doesn't need Shmir anymore, because there's no such thing as Shmir that's not Bimei Ziva Lefi Beis Hillel. But according to Rashi, no, once she was Mechayiv in Shmir on day 10, and she never had a Kiyum of the Shmir on day 11, because she had a Riyah then, so she still needs a Kiyum of the Shmir after the Bimei Ziva. But Midai Raisa would automatically be Niskayim the next morning, because the next Riyah would be a Riyah Snida, and Midai Raisa that wouldn't mess it up. Now this discussion, even though it's not Negei Halacha L'maisa, like we said in the beginning of the Shir, Halacha L'maisa, we say every Dam needs Zayin Nekiyim, so it's not Negei of this whole thing of 10 and 11. But it is brought, happens to be brought in the Peskin, the Beis Yosef, the Tur in the Beis Yosef does discuss this thing in Siman Kuf Pei Gimel, even though it's not Negei Halacha L'maisa. Shulchan Aruch doesn't discuss it, but the Tur in the Beis Yosef does. And the Beis Yosef in Siman Kuf Pei Gimel brings the Smag, and the other Peskim say that the Smag is coming from the Sefer Atchuma, even though the Beis Yosef doesn't learn it this way, but like the Bach points out, the Sefer Atchuma, which is the Makar, is Muchach that way, that he says like this, that if she has a Riyah on day 10, according to Rabbi Yechanan Midiraisa, she needs Shemur, and if she has a Riyah again on day 11, it's a Machlekes. Yesh Oimim, she needs Shemur Midiraisa, and Yesh Oimim, she needs Shemur Midirabanan. And the Bach and the Prisha both learn, and Lechair it's Muchach their Pshat, if you look in the Sefer Atchuma, that he's talking about according to Rabbi Yechanan. According to Rabbi Yechanan, there's a Din Shemur on day 10, that's if you have a Riyah on day 10, that you need Shemur Midiraisa. But if she has a Riyah day 10 and day 11, so then already it's a Shailah. Some Rishonim hold that already you don't need Shemur Midiraisa B'chai Gavna, and some Rishonim hold you do need Shemur Midiraisa B'chai Gavna. And the Bach and the Prisha say, that's the Machlekes of Sheshes and Rav Ashi, perhaps the Machlekes how we paskin. That if Sheshes is Mavur, that even Lefi Rabbi Yechanan, the way the Rishonim is learning, if you have a Riyah on day 10 and day 11, you don't need Shemur anymore. And Rav Ashi is Mavur, no. Once you have a Riyah on day 10, you're Neschayev and Shmira. You have a Riyah on 11, you have to have that Shmira, even Midiraisa, after the Yimei Ziva. Now before I go right to the Mishnah, I want to read these two Ha'aris. Both of them are in the back of the Shas, the Hagoyis Haradal, the Hagoyis of David Luria mentions them, and both of them are also in other Achreinim. The first is, according to Beis Hillel that holds that Yaimin Aleph does not need Shemur, so Midiraisa, she could be tevel by night. What about by day? What about if she had a Riyah Yaimin Aleph and she's tevel by day? The Mishnah just mentions being tevel by night. The Mishnah doesn't mention being tevel by the day of Yud Aleph. L'chaya, if you don't need Shemur, so just like a Baal Keri could be tevel by day, right after he's Ra Keri, and mitar that night. Or someone who touches the Sheretz could be tevel that day. But here it's mashma that the whole discussion is being tevel by night. That's where Beis Hillel says you're part of from a carbon. He doesn't say being tevel by day. The Chazon Ish also reads the says at the end of in Simon Reish Tezvav, on his Aris on the Daf, it's mashma, even without the din of Shemur, she can't be tevel during the day. She has to wait for the night. Rav David Luria brings Raya from the Sefer Atchuma. The Sefer Atchuma says that Midiraisa, she doesn't need Shemur, and she's mutter already that day by night. Midirabanan, she needs Shemur. So he reads ois Midiraisa, he reads ois Be'erif. And the Yisayna Davar is, because the Tumah of a Nida, Tumah of Nida is 7 days, but the Tumah of a Shemir is Yayin, besides for the Shemir, the Tumah alone is a Pshad, is 1 day. That's what you have to say. So if you table before the day ends, That's like a nida being tevel before the end of the 7 days. Even with any din of shmira, you have to wait till the tumah ends. The tumah itself takes a day. I got to found a mashmois to this yisoid from the Gemara Megillah Daf Chaf. The Gemara Megillah Daf Chaf, going on the Mishnah, it says a shemeris yoyim is like tidvat shetanei tzacham, and that's because she needs shmira. So the Gemara says, you would have a havman if she's like a balkeri. Just like a balkeri is tevel b'yoyim, she also can be tevel b'yoyim. And then the Gemara says, v'hai b'yimama le'motzi mitvah, d'chsiv kol yimei zayva k'mishkev nidasa yila, but b'leila miya levin mixa shimra v'litvah, k'mash mol and kevin d'bay sviya sviya b'yimamahu. But the havman that you don't need sviya, still the Gemara says that she can't be tevel by day because kol yimei zayva k'mei nidasa yila. So even without a din of Svira, the day is Tamei. Like Reb David Luria and the Chazon Ish say. That's one Ara. The second Ara, now Reb David Luria says, and really also the Chafetz Chaim in the Kutei Halacha says it, and Kfar Kamei the Meiser Ekeach on the Rambam. Now like we said, according to Beis Hillel that you don't need Svira, so that's why when she's Tevel by night, you're Pater from a carbon. But why is there an Issa Tashmish and why is there Tumah? So Pashas is Midarabanan, Nazesh Tate and Rashi. But the Medayik from the Rambam's Lashon is, it's in Isuri Biyad Perek Vav, Halacha Yad Zayin, Ros Adam Biyad Aleph Mimezi Vos of a Tavul Erev Shulel Yubayz or Shim Shemitasa, Afa Pisha Hutmeya, Uboya Latame, Va'aysa Mishkev Umayshav, still Einach Yavim Kores, Vimnei, she'en yoyim yidbeiz mistayfim av lasezava, ha'ila tfilas leilzeh latzila min ha'karban. He doesn't say it's the Rabbanim b'chlal. He says, even though she's tamei and the boil is tamei and they make mishkev ha'meshev, but they're not chayiv kares. The tfilas leilzeh is moil ha'atzil min ha'karban. The mashmai said the Rambam, and also Rabbi David Luria brings a raya from Hilchas mishkev ha'meshev, where the who reads his klar, what's the raya, so what's the Rabbanim? He doesn't say this is the Rabbanim. The Mishmai said the Rambam is that even according to Beis Hillel, she's a nida deraisa. It just works to pater from a carbon. But it's very shver. What's the gedder adover? First of all, why taka doesn't work me deraisa? Why not? You don't need shimer. So why wouldn't it work me deraisa? And second of all, if it doesn't work me deraisa, what's taka de pshata de pater from kares? Bemisin is a pella. But that's the Mashmai, said the Rambam. They also asked, the Gemara, the Gemara compares this to the din of Rasa afterwards, Rasa the next day, where there, Beishamai Taka says that she's Matame Mishkev Umarshev, but she's Pater from the carbon. And the Gemara compares that to Beis Hillel at night. And there, Lechayit Zichad Darabanan. I think Gemara says it's lahachmir, and besides the chayyeh, they also it doesn't make so much sense that it's the raisa, because she has the shimer, and the Gemara says that the ria afterwards doesn't shter because ria is nidhi, and the Gemara even says it's the same thing, like not having any ria during the yiralef yom. So there, the chayyeh, it's clear according to Beis Shammai, the din that. Yom Yud Beis, when she's tevel Yom Yud Beis and she has a ria, that's the charizicha din derabanan, that it's metame mishkev v'meishav. And the Gemara compares that to Beis Hill, when she's tevel on Leil Yud Beis, the charosam mashmai says derabanan. But that's what they bring. The Rambam is mashma, that it's deraisa, but it's very shver what the gedder adover is. A number of achreinim nemanam, so the Master Rekech says it, the Diak and the Ram, the Chavetz Chaim, David Luria. But it's very sure what the pshat is. Now the Mishnah goes weiter by the case of a roi yom acharaser, where, and then the Mishnah says the case was tavul b'yom shalach rav shimshes beis of achacharasa, b'shami yom metame mishkev v'meishav upturim in a carbon. And like we said, pashas that means midarabanan, that's metame mishkev v'meishav u'beisulaim imhareze gargaron. Now what do you mean hareze gargaron? Rashi says memar lachtai. So the Gemara we mentioned, the Gemara earlier on Daf and Dalad, the Gemara is a machlekes of Sheshes and Rav Ashi. Rav Sheshes said, because like we said before, Rav Sheshes hold that the Yom Yud doesn't eat Shimer, and still is mavur in the Gemara, that if the Isha sees for 2 days, and then doesn't see for the next 2 days, and sees for the next 2 days, and then doesn't see for the next 2 days, that whole Gemara, So basically, she sees day 17 and 18, which is day 10 and 11, and it's Mavur in the Brayis, so she's asked to Mishamish day 19, and if Sheisha said, that teaches you that Gargaran, the Omer, is Aser. Gargaran, the Tanan, is Aser. And Avashi said, no, it's not a riot, Gargaran, the Tanan, is Aser, because there could be the Isser is because Yom Yud needs Shimer. So it's a machloikis, akopanim, it's a shayla of the Gemara. If they still are saying that really it's mutter, because here's l'chari of a state in the Mishnah. If you hold you need shima midereisa, like Beishameh, so then even though you really have the shima midereisa, because the shima midereisa in the skyim, as long as she's being tevel on Yom Yud Beis, you have the mixer shima, and the riyah afterwards midereisa doesn't shter, because it's a riyah snida. But since l'maisi you need shima midereisa, so midereabonon, if you don't have the shima, if you have a riyah afterwards, so midereabonon, she's tame. And midereabonon, there's an isser bia. Hashagin according to Beis Hillel, where you don't need shima midereisa. So if she's tevel at night, even though the whole problem there is, a derabanan deka problem midereisa, being tevel at night is fine if you don't need shima, but the tefillah by night, that they passed midereabanan. And Mela, she's metami mishka v'meshav, she just threw him in a carbon. Hashagin by day, if you don't need shima, so there the pshat is, you have to say even midereabanan, she's not tummy. But what about the Issa to be Mishamish? So the Mishnah says, Erez a Gargaran. And if Sheisha says, the Gargaran means it's Aser. So Kumtais, even if you don't need Shemur, there's a Din Gargaran that's Aser. But Ravashi said, no. Couldn't be Gargaran is not Aser. But here she saw Yud also. And she needs Shemur Alts Yud. And like we spoke earlier, the Machlekesh Ravashi holds that since she needs Shemur Alts Yud, Ravashi holds if she didn't have the Shemur for Yidal, if she saw Yud and Yidal, she still needs a Shemur Midereisa. So since she needs a shema midereisa, so there, avadit is an issa derabanan. But gargaran, meaning, according to Vesil, when you don't need a shema midereisa, could be it's not an issa. It's just, it's not the right thing to do. But there's no issa be'etzim. That's the machlekes, that's the duchrei there of Sheshes and Ravashi. So there are two shailas in the Rishaynim lemaisa. There's one shail if we paskin gargaran is asr, which there, the Ravid and the Rambam, the Raivin of Baal Nefesh, the Raivin, and the Rambam Nilchus Yisurid Bia, is Mashmanei Paskin Gargrin is Asur. And even though L'chayrev Ashi said that Gargrin is not Asur, but could be they held, the Rav Ashi is just saying it's not a Raif in the Raisa. But maybe Rav Ashi is not arguing on Rav Sheshes, Rav Sheshes saying that Gargrin the Tan is Asur. But Frat, according to Rish Lakish, you can't say Rav Ashi's teretz. So according to Rish Lakish, it is much from the Brayse that a Gargaran is Asur, and you don't see Rav Yechanan argues. So it could be Rav Ashi was just saying that you don't have a Raya, you don't have a Raya brewer, then it's Asur, but he's not arguing, he was also that it's Asur. But the Baal Amar, in the Sagas on the Baal Nefesh, the beginning of Shaira Svira, he paskins that you don't say Gargaran is Asur. Again, it's not really Negea Locha Lamaisa if we hold it a Chumrah de Rab Zeira, so it's not Negea, a Raya Yem Yen Aleph, because every Raya you're going to need Zayin Nikiyim, but they're still arguing Lamaisa, what would be the halacha without Chumrah de Rab Zeira, if Gargaran's Asur or not. So that's one Machlekes Rishaynim. But there's another Machlekes Rishaynim, and the Chayit is the Machlekes Rambam and Ravid, and the Baal Amar holds like the Rambam in that, that on the side that Gargaran is Asur, does that mean you're going to need a Shemur? And the Ravid holds that the Pshat is, that if you have a Raya Yem Yen Aleph, so you need a shemur. You need a day that doesn't have any riyah, midarabanan. Otherwise, you're going to have this isser of gargaran. The Baal Amar, and Isaiah's Mashman, the Rambam also, hold no. It means that Yom Yud Beis is asr. But let's say there's a riyah on Yom Yud Beis. So, of course, mitzad the riyah on Yom Yud Beis, now she's a nida for 7 days. But let's say there's a riyah on Yom Yud Beis, she's a nida for 7 days. And she doesn't have a day without a riyah. She has a riyah all 7 days of the nidus. And then it comes the end of the 7 days. She's tevel at night. So according to the Rambam, and the Baal Amar names on this way also, Baal Amar residence klar, there's no gargaran anymore. Gargaran doesn't mean that she needs a day of shimur. Gargaran means she shouldn't be mishamash in yom yudeis. But it's not the pshat that you need a shimur. Mashengin, the Raivan holds no. Gargon means that you need a shimur. Midarabanan, you need a shimur. So if she has a ria on Yom Yabez and that can't be the shimur, so he says, if she has a day, even during the Yomei Nidus, that doesn't have a ria. So that the Gemara says early in Nafnan Dalet, that a day be Yomei Nidus that doesn't have a ria could also be a shimur. But if she doesn't have a day in the Yomei Nidus that doesn't have a ria, so then, after she finishes the 7 days of the Nidus, she's not tar, because she still needs a day without a ria to be a shimur. So kum des lefi l'raivid, that he holds that gargrin is an isser. And not only that, but he holds that gargrin is a shimur. He doesn't hold, like the Rambam and the Baal Amor, that gargrin is just an isser on Yom Yud Beis. In gargrin state that you need a shimur. So the whole machloek is Beishamai and Beisil, that Beishamai says, it's metame mishkav v'mayshav v'pturim in a carbon. And Beisil says, Ereza gargrin is alsmenigei tuma. It's alsmenigei tumas mishkav v'mayshav. That's how it would come out, that according to Beis Shammai, that there is a din shimur midaraisa. So even though midaraisa is a kiyum of the shimur in the morning, and the riyah doesn't shter because it's a riyah snida, but midarabanan, the riyah does shter, and you don't have the shimur, and you have the tumas of mishka v'meishav. Now Shein came Beis Hillel, the negeya tumma mishka v'meishav, he says, no, since l'maisa you don't need a shimur chol midaraisa, so even though by the Leil Yud Beis, we say there's Tumas Mishka V'Meishav, it's just up to a carbon. But by Yom Yud Beis already, we say there's no Tumas Mishka V'Meishav. But B'negei the Heter of Tashmish, B'negei of that, we're going to say Yataka need a din shimur. It's not just an Isser Geigerin for Yom Yud Beis. There's a din you need shimur, but said that the whole Machleik was only be Legabe Tumma. And now let's go right in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, "Umaydim b'roya b'teichir alef yaim v'tevelas l'arev v'shimsha shemitam mishka v'meishav v'chayavim b'karbin." That Beisil is made that if the Riyah was teichir alef yaim, like we brought down the machlekes, if it's a 10th day, but if the Riyah is before the 10th day, that's for sure. So the erev is mamish nothing. It's not a tefillah altogether. There is no shimur. She's a regular nida deraisa matamim mishka v'meishav both her and her bayil and they're both chay of a carbon. Now, tavla b'yayim shal achrav, when she's roya teichir aleph, and the tefillah was the next day, v'shimsha, hareiz a tarbus ra, it's a tarbus ra because it's a suffik nida, he's being bail a suffik nida, u'magon u'bilasan tluyin. So first, about the din of tarbus ra, we spoke about this earlier, but I want to read durch a shtickle from Reb Shimon Shkop that I saw. The Gemara said on Daf Samach Zayinam and Beis, Reb Shimon Omer Acha Titter means Acha Maisa Titter. After she did the Maisa of Suya Shivanikim, that means even on the seventh day she's already tar. Avul Armu Chacham Asalasis Kain Shematavli De Suffik. But there's an Issa Durabanan to do it because she might come Li De Suffik. So the Machlekes Yushainim what it means. Taisus holds that the Issa is the Issa to be Tevil. To be Meshamish is an Issa De Raisa. Because she's a suffik nida, we don't know. Is she a nida, is she not? It depends. If she'll have a ria later today, then l'mafreya, she's a nida. If she won't, then l'mafreya, she's tar. So there's nothing wrong with being tevil and seeing what happens. Midaraisa, midarabanan, they didn't allow you to be tevil, because if you're tevil, you might be mishamish, and being mishamish is an issa, because she might be a nida. But on the tashmish, that's an issa deraisa, suffik deraisa l'chumra, you don't know if she's a nida or not. And the Rif and the Rambam hold that the Issa Derabbanan is going on the Tashmish. The Tashmish is also Midarabbanan. But Midaraisa, you don't have to be Cheshish, she'll have a Riyah later today, because she's already Chosukam to have a Mayan Sosum. So Taisus brings a Riyah from this Mishnah. This Mishnah says, Areza Tarbisra, and Taisus understands it means it's an Issa Deraisa. So you see that when she's Mishamish after a Tvilah, and we don't know if she'll have a Riyah, later that day, there's an Issa Deraisa to be Mishamish. And the Rishonim there, and the Samu Zayinim Abayis, the Ramban, the Rashba, they're masking that the word Tarbis Ram means an Issa Deraisa, but they're mechalik between a Shemeris Yayim Keneged Yayim and a Isha Azava after Zayinikim. Because Shemeris Yayim Keneged Yayim, since she already saw once, so then it's all that she'll see again and become Azava Gedela. And Mimela, you have to be Cheshish for it. Vashayin Kain, if she had three times, and then she had Zayin Nikim, she's already after Zayin Nikim, After Zayin Nikiyim, there is no alilus that she'll have a riyah, and Mela, she could be saimach that she won't have a riyah midereisa. And we were ma'achiv about it earlier. I wanted to say then that I think the machloikis is to have the chazaka of Mayin Sosum, which doesn't necessarily have a din that's negaya to it at this time. The Rishayim are saying that the reason why, and why taka don't you have to be chayshish lavariya, mechatesa she won't. Normally the only reason why an isha doesn't have to be chayshish, she has a riyah, is because of a cheskes tara. But here, she's tameh, you're trying to make her tar. So the Rishayim say there's like a cheskes einaraya. Even though we don't know if she's tameh or tar, but we know she's an einaraya, she has a cheskes einaraya, that alone could make that we don't have to be chayshish for a riyah. Mashenki and Taisus holds that cheskes einaray is not enough because it didn't necessarily shaf the din. Till now she was tame. You want to say she's tar. So how do you know she won't have a riyah? You can't shaf a cheskes einaray, which only a cheskes tar, that's a din. You know that she's tar. Then you could say mechatesa she became tame. Mashenki, stand that you know she didn't have a riyah. That's a riyah that she won't have a riyah to say that she becomes tar, that you don't say. That's what I wanted to tie into that. Now I saw there of Shimon Shkab, it's in Shara Yesher, Shara Bey's Perek Tes, where he first names on, which is a bit chiddish to me, that the Mishnah says tar b'sra means the Rabbanon. Like we said, the Rishaynim, both Taisus and the Rishaynim are naming on the tar b'sra means the Raisa. Taisus brings a riyah from there, that it's the Raisa, even in the case of Shiv Nikiyim, and the Shenem HaMechalep between Shemeres Yom Keneg Yom and Shiv Nikiyim. Some Arab Shimon Shkab is naming on the Mishnah means the Rabbanan. But it means the Shenem Tako. But he asked the following kasha, what's Bechlal the Pshat that could be Seimech and Chazakam? We know the Gemara in Gittin, Daf Chav Ches, is a Gemara that says if someone gives his wife a get, that should take place Shah Achas Kaidin L'misaseh, she's not allowed to eat truma miyat. He's a kayin. And he gives her a get. He doesn't want him to be zakuk liyavim. And he says, this get should take place shah achas kaidin l'misasi. She can't eat truma right away. Even though normally an ashes kayin could eat truma because it's becheskes that her husband's alive, even if her husband goes to Medina Siyam, has a cheskes kayin. But if he gives a get that will take place shah achas kaidin l'misasi, so the Gemara says you don't have the chazaka because chazaka just says that he didn't die. It doesn't say he won't die. Shema meis amrinan, shema yomus lay. Shema meis you're not chayshish, but shema yomus you're chayshish. So here, in order to eat truma now, he has to be alive in a minute from now. We don't know if he'll be alive in a minute from now. Chazaka tells you he's alive now. Chazaka doesn't tell you he's alive in a minute from now. The Gemara, they also compares it to the case of Halakeach Yaimi Ben Akusim. He buys a barrel of wine, which is tevel. And it's before Shabbos. He doesn't have time to imafish shumas and maisis. So he says, "Shnei lugin shnei asal lahafish yechuma asara maiserishen etc." So the Gemara says that Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yisrael, Shimon don't allow him to do it because they're afraid shemi yibak anayid. Maybe the barrel will break and he'll never be mafish. So kum dais, it's not afrosh's chuma. So why are they afraid shemi yibak anayid? The same reason. It's like shema yamus. You don't have a chazaka. If you have a barrel and you want to take off truma on the barrel right now, why maybe it broke. It's not around. It's somewhere else. But you're allowed to do it because it's a chazaka. It's a cheskes that the barrel is still there. Mashen Kane, to say that the barrel won't break, shema yomus, you don't have a chazaka. Chazaka can only tell you what's now. It can't tell you the future. So Rav Shimon asks, and l'chayr the kasha is on the Rishenim, that whole al-kopanim, by Shiva Nikiyim, that there's a din, that midaraisa, you don't have to be chayshish, midaraisa, you could assume she won't have a riyah. Then he says, even Taisus doesn't ask this kasha. He doesn't ask a kasha that it's shema yomus. He asks other kashas. He asks because it says tar b'sra. He has other rayas that you're not saying mechazaka. Could be the other reasons why you're not saying mechazaka, like we spoke about. But no one mentions this problem that the chazaka is saying that it won't happen in the future. She won't have a riyah in the future. And that the Gemara there says, Legabe, if he gave his wife a get, Shach has kainel misasi, she can't eat shum right away, because the Cheskes Chaim can't say he won't die in a minute from now. Or, Shnei Lugan Shneyasu Lahafrish, you have a problem Shemi Yivaka Neid, because the Cheskes Shalim of the Chavis can't say it will still be around after Shabbos. It's the difference between Shema Meis and Shema Yomus. And a similar kashi asks that the Rishonim, Taisus and the Rishonim say, if somebody, let's say, makes an Ed in his ears and drinks wine, he gets Malkus. Shaila is, why does he get Malkus? Maybe it'll be Shaila on the Neder. It should be a Suffolk. So Taisus says, you have a Chazaka. Right now, he's a Nazir. You have a Chazaka that'll be a Nazir. Same problem. The Chazaka is on something that will happen in the future. You don't say that. So here, by a Neder, you see that you say Chazaka, that he won't be Shaila. And by neither or say, you have a Chazaka, that she won't have a riyah today. Now that's not so pasha, like we're saying. Taisus is saying that there is no chazaka like that, and the Rishonim only saying it by the Shiva Nikiyah, not by Shemayas Yom Keneged Yom. Baal Kapanim is saying the Rishonim that say by Zayin Nikiyim that way are saying because of chazaka, and even Taisus doesn't mention this problem of Shema Yomus, so that's his kasha. So he says Atifi Yisaid. He says, whether the Chazaka could tell you what's going to happen in the future depends if it directly affects what's happening now or indirectly. By the case of the Get, Sha'achas Kaidim Yisasi, his dying doesn't directly affect the marriage for now. It's only because he gave the Get that should be Chal Sha'achas Kaidim Yisasi. So Mamela, there's an indirect connection. It's not that the dying itself is what causes the marriage to go off now. The dying causes that there's a kiyum of a tanya to get, and then the get causes the marriage to go off. The same thing with the Shema Yibaka Hanayit. The barrel breaking is not what directly makes the tevel. The barrel breaking makes it that you're not going to be able to do your sheyugun sheyasid lahafrish, and then the mamela will be tevel. So there, the only way Chazaka could work there is by first establishing the fact that he's alive, or he'll be alive, and that could create the Chazaka. So that you can't do, because Chazaka could only establish what's now. Chazaka can't establish what's going to be in the future. So mainly you're going to be left with an open suffix if he'll be alive at that time, or if the barrel will be around at that time. And mainly, because you have that suffix, which that chazaka, that suffix can't be paskana yidei chazaka, that's going to cause a suffix now, if she's an ashes ish now, or if it's devil now. Now, she'en kein, when the future event is directly affecting this, the future dam is what's being metame her now. It's not indirect. That is the shayla. She's tara now, but the future dam will be metame her lamafreya. Or the shayla of the neder, that will cause him to be ice nazir now. He's really a nazir. But the shayla is going to be eikim nizirus l'mafreya. So in such a case, the chazaka now could be machriya the din, even though it's totally in a suffix of the future. Because the chazaka says, you go basa now. Now he's a nazir. Now she's an einaraya. And that could be machriya the din, even though the suffix is what will happen. That's Be'erich the Chilik he makes. He's masbidus with a big tiefkeit in the sugya of Chazaka, how understanding Chazaka works. It's hard to understand exactly, but it's a gewaldige zach, gewaldige tiefkeit, ben kanoid makom maharich. Now the Mishnah also says, mangon ubi yilosan tuluyin. Rashi says, bilosan means linyan carbon. That means, if you have an isha that was tevel, when she was a shemeris yayim kenegan yayim, and then she was mishamish, and later she saw dam, so she has to bring a carbon. They both have to bring a carbon. If they didn't see down the rest of the day, so they don't bring a carbon. And Kepshute, the carbon is a carbon chatas. And Bemis and the Rambam in Hilchas Mishka V'Meshav, Perikei Allah Chavav, he says clearly the carbon is a carbon chatas. Now the Aruch Lener, he says he's bothered by this kasha. He says, L'chayra, if let's say they were amazed, right, the Isha is tevel during the day, that she's of the Zayin Nikiyim, let's say the seventh day of the Zayin Nikiyim, or in the Mishnah's case, the day of Shemeres Yayim Keneged Yayim, and they decide, they know that Nala be Meshamesh, because she might be Anida, they decide they'll be Meshamesh anyway. So he declares, L'chayr, they're not M'chuyiv Karis, Because kairos is only when you know, when there's a nazir, then you know that you're doing an isser. But let's say you don't know you're doing an isser, you have a suffix. So even though you know it's a suffix, but since you don't know you're doing the isser, the chayit is no kairos, it's missing in the nazir. As I named on the Aruch Haner. He's not sure. But he says it makes sense. He says, Yizichah wouldn't get malchus l'mashal if Edom give you asra, because at the time, it wasn't clear to anyone if it's going to happen. Even if all the asra suffix shma asra, he says, I mean, it's not so pashit. Al kopanim, that's what he names on, that hu adin, you won't get kares. So he's bothered by a kasha, so why yichayev v'chatas? A chatas comes, something which b'mezid, yichayev kares, so b'shegig yichayev v'chatas. Here, b'mezid, you wouldn't be chayev kares, because you don't know. So b'shegig, you shouldn't be chayev v'chatas. Now he actually brings the Gemara, which is l'chayev mashmanat that way. The Gemara says that if someone gives a get that should be chal shahachas kaidim isasi, and the ish is mizanim, let's say b'shegig, she's chayev v'chatos. Because it came out l'mafrei, the Gemara there discusses if you hold ein breiris, or could be she's chayev v'nashim toli, a whole Gemara there. But if you find out that she was an ish ish, even though b'shas maisa was a suffix, she's chayev v'chatos. But he makes the chilik. But l'chayev, the kash itself is not so muchrich. That day you're not chayef karis b'mezin is because you don't have a tzir of a real mezin. Because since it's impossible to know if there's an isser or not. So it's an impossible to have a real mezin. But a bias need the b'mezin is chayef karis. Granted, in this case, at the time that you made the bia, it wasn't shayech a real mezin. That's what he's arguing. Because since it's impossible to know if she's a need or not, so that wouldn't be called a mezin. But that doesn't mean that the aveir is not an aveir that had there been a mezid, it would have been chayef kares. It's got a not chayef a mezid. That's why I don't, the kasha doesn't seem to be mukhich b'chlal. But there's a, in the Kabbat de Kashaisa, the famous, the Chalkas Yayev, a big gadol in Poland, he wrote a sefer, Shalz the Chuvas Chalkas Yayev, at the end of the Chuvas Chalkas Yayev, he wrote a sefer, Kabbat de Kashaisa, Kabbah's 103 starke kashas, bomba kashas he had. Put together Kabbah de Kashaisa. So one of the kashas, it's kashin lamed ches, that he asks like this. He says, there's a Rashi and Udvon Shvus that say, if somebody says, Shvus loy eichel kikar zem eichel zeh, I'm making a shvua, I won't eat this kikar if I do eat this kikar. So if he eats both kikars, he's over on the shvua. If he only eats one of the kikars, he's not over on the Shvua. So the Shvua, that's called, the Shvua Shal Eichel Kikar Zeh, that's called the Kikar of the Shvua. Im Eichel Zeh, that Kikar is called the Kikar of the Tanai. Hol Gemara then, Shvua Zdav Chav Ches. So Rashi says in the Ritva, that if he eats the Kikar of the Shvua, before he eats the Kikar of the Tanai, he won't be Chai of a Karban. It's impossible for him to be Chai of a Karban. Because at the time that he ate the Kikar of the Shvua, it wasn't an Aveira yet. And we don't know that it's an Aveira. He didn't yet eat it totally in the future. Until he eats the Kikar of the Tanai, he doesn't necessarily have an Aveira to eat the Kikar of the Shvua. So since B'Shaita, it wasn't an Aveira yet, so mainly he's not Chayev a Karban, he won't be able to be Chayev a Karban, even if he eats B'Shegig, but if he ate the Kikar of the Shvua before the Kikar of the Tanai, he won't be Chayev a Karban. That's the Yisai that Rashi says in Shvuz Daf Chav Ches, and the Dvar is Majbid a little bit more. So thus, Fekta Chalkas Yayev, our Mishnah says that if an Isha's Tevel on Shemeris Yayim Keneged Yayim, and she's Mishamish, and then she has Dam, she's Chayev a Karban, even though B'Shaitai, she needed the Dam later to make it Aser. V'Shaitai, it's not like the Yisai of Rashi in the Ritva. That's fact that Tzarechi and Gadol, one of the kashas from the Kavod HaKashayisa. And the Chayit is sore as Be'erich, like the sore of the Aruch Haner, that it has to be B'Shaita, then it's an Isser. If B'Shaita, we don't know if it's an Isser, so that you can't be Chayiv the carbon on it. At least there's a Makar to it. A Rashi and a Ridvas, you have a kasha from this Mishnah. So they put out the Sefer Kavod HaKashayisa with the Terutzim from the Gedolim, that I saw there, that he brings him a Sefer Kabbah de Nichusa, written to answer the kashas of the Kabbah de Kashayisa, that over there, the Tanai is what causes the Yisr. The Shvur Sha'eichel Zeh, Eichel Zeh, the Tanai causes the Yisr. So you don't have the full cause of the Yisr yet. you don't really have a shvuah not to eat this one until you eat that one. In yeshivas, they say the svar, the tain geit derayin in the issa, the tain geit derayin in the shvuah. It's not yet considered an aver of the shvuah until you eat the other one. The shvuah is really only if you eat both. So Mela, since it was missing the shvuah, you wouldn't be chayiv a carbon. Mashenkin here, it's the bee is a bee is nida. We just don't know if she's a nida not yet. But if it's nisbar later, she's a nida. The bee was a bee is nida. There wasn't anything missing in the iser. No, dafa listen, they bring there also a teres from the stipler that he wrote on the gillion of his Chalkus Yayev, of his Kabbat de Kashaisa, that over there was biyadai. Over there, when you ate the shvuah, and you didn't eat the tanai, it's up to you. If you never eat the tanai, so kumtais, you never either. So l'chay, you're allowed even l'chatchila to eat the shvuah, if you just make sure not to eat the tanai. So mainly, even if accidentally ate the tanai afterwards, but b'shas that you were over on the shvuah when you ate the iser, it was biyadai not to eat the tanai. So that is not called an iser b'chlal. That's what Rashi in the Dvar saying. Mashenkin here, there's no way you could affect if she's going to have dam or not. It's a suffix. She might or she might not. It's not biyadai. So mela, that's why it could be called an iser right away. But there he brings another sefer called the Kashis Miyushiv, which brings the Pirish Mishnayis LaRambam here. And the Aruch HaNei also brings the Pirish Mishnayis LaRambam. As a teretz to his kasha, like I told you, like he's bothered, why would you be chayev achatas at that time? It's not clear that there's an iser. So the Pirish Mishnayis LaRambam taka says that you chayev an oshim toli. That you're not chayev achatas. Of Emerson it's a pella, the Sefer Pesachei Nida, the Chachmas Mitzal, is very bothered, and the Me'iri already brings it, and he says that it's very shver. And Ashim Tali is when you have a suffix if you did an Isser or not. And you don't know if the suffix is going to be Nisbar. You ate the suffix Hale of suffix Shuman. You don't know if the Isser will be Nisbar. So the Vali, you bring an Ashim Tali. If you find that you did the Isser, you bring a Chattas. If you ended up finding that you didn't do the Isser, so good. So now, good, so you never did the Isser, but I'll go upon him. Ashim Tali is when you have a suffix. But here, why would you bring an Ashim Tali? Just wait till the night. If she has a Riyah, so bring a Chattas. And if she doesn't have a Riyah, so how could you bring an Ashim Tali? Now you found out that it wasn't Lamaisa, it wasn't an Isser. And the Aruch Lered's ice, that you can't say he brings an Ashim Tali today, and then tomorrow, if he finds that he did it, he'll bring a Chattas. Because today anyway, he's Tameh, he's a Balkeri. So you can't bring an Ashim Tali anyway. You need smicha. And you won't be able to go into the Beis HaMikdash and do smicha. You'll have to wait till tomorrow anyway to become tar. And by tomorrow, it won't be negay Ashim Tali. You'll find out. So the Aruch HaNei really says, and this same thing, this Kashis Miyushiv says is, that from the Rambam, Halkopanim, the Rambam in Pirish Mishnayis, it's mashma that if someone does an amaisa, which is be'etzim a suffik, not that he didn't know, and afterwards he found out it was a suffik, it's be'etzim a suffik. So even if the suffik will be nisbar later, that gives him a chi of Ashim Tali. Apel de gazach. The Aruch HaNei and the Kashis Miyushiv are pretty tzifidin with it. L'chay, it's very shver. Where do you find such an Ashim Tali? Ashim Tali means that you have a suffik. So merely you bring it to Vaila, you have a suffik here. You are not going to have a suffik, but the next day, you'll know. The chay v'chata, so you're pater in Gansin. What's the mocking for an Ashim Tali? And the Rambam, L'chaya was chayzer from it, the Rambam Minyan in Hilchas Mishkev V'Meishev says clearly that he's chayav v'chatos. I saw in the Madur of Rabbi Yosef Kabach that he said the Rambam was misakin in the Pirish Mishnayis, he took out the Ashim Tali. But al kapanim, it sounds like the Rambam held, at least in the Madur Kama, that you don't bring a chatos because b'shaitai, there was no determination that she was a nida. When the Gemara says, when the Mishnah says Yechayev a carbon, it means Yechayev an Ashim Tali.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf and shas, including Maram HaKlemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.